Pints and Vibes Podcast is the perfect wrestling podcast. There's a guy named Al, and there's Danielle, and this guy, Mike Eagle, is there as well. Tights and Bites Podcast. Tights and Bites.
Tights and Bites is a wrestling podcast. Three people talking about wrestling each week. We're talking about Nintendo games, specifically Stardew Valley. That's why I did that song. You're not part of it. Sorry. Welcome to Tights and Fights.
It's also on iOS, and you can get it on PC.
They're not paying us.
Hashtag not spawn.
I'm not getting a check from them. Please.
I just want to talk to people about my wife
we're not
and
talking
our two adopted black children.
No slime hutch talk.
It's also super gay. Okay, it's fine. But it's really gay.
It's so gay.
If you want it to be.
Super gay. Welcome to Tights and Fights, the show that discusses wrestling with the sincerity and hilarity that it deserves. I'm American Halfa Lublin. I'm joined today by my fellow members of the Nation of Conversation, Dan the Man, Danielle Radford.
Hello. That's good. I like that.
And leader of the Cat World Order, Lindsay Kelk.
I'll take it. It's not true. I'm no one's leader in the cat world, but I'll take it.
They have no leader.
No.
This is the hive mind. And our special guest, host of the Women Wrestling Friends podcast, it's Sarah Never Alone Wolf. Welcome back to Tights and Fights.
Oh, I get it. Never alone. I was like, I'm alone a lot. Yeah. Corbin.
You made it. Now, last time Sarah was on the show, we talked a bit about her wrestling career. And since then, she's joined WOW Women of Wrestling as Razor, one half of the Psycho Sisters.
Woo!
I watched a match of yours, and I enjoyed it very much.
Woohoo! I did it.
You did it. Great job. What's your experience been like with WOW so far?
It's been pretty crazy because when I was younger, I always wanted to be a wrestler. And then, like I said before, like I saw what the women who were wrestlers at that time, and I was like, okay, I do not have those boobs or that height, so this isn't going to be a path for me. Hmm. And then when I started, you know, training out here, I cut a promo, and Eli Everfly was like, dang, you sound like a glow girl. And I almost cried because I was like, that would be like my wish and my dream. Like, I wish Glow was still around because that's the kind of wrestling sort of that I want to do. Like, yes, a little bit better than that, but the characters and everything. So when the opportunity to work with WOW came and I auditioned and I got it, it kind of felt like a dream come true because I got to be what I wanted, which is a wrestler with a ton of character and to wrestle in a promotion that's all about women and women of all different sizes, shapes, nationalities, sexualities, everything is popping off on WOW. So it's just been kind of, like I said, a dream come true.
That's awesome. How does it compare to your other life in wrestling where you're paired with your partner, Tyler Batman?
Batman.
Sorry, that's a typo on my part. Yeah. It's Tyler
it's
Bateman.
Sure. Great.
Oh, I thought you were doing a fun name thing.
Me too.
Nope. It's what was written on the page. Great.
We call him Tyler Batman as a joke all
the
time.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah. What I thought you were doing.
Julian, leave this in. Of course, we all know it's Tyler Bateman. And not Tyler Batman.
He is on
like
New Japan World, you scrub. Okay. Anyway. It's definitely different because with him, I'm a manager. And though I do manage Fury on WOW when she has a singles match, mm-hmm. As Sarah Wolf, I'm mostly a manager. I've only just started wrestling as Sarah Wolf on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. It's very different because a lot of wrestlers nowadays don't see the value of a manager. And I know that it's wrestlers nowadays because when I talk to the older wrestlers, they have a very different opinion of it. Like, people who've been wrestling for a long time are like, managers are great. They help you. And they should always be looked at as an asset for a male wrestler to have. Except at Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, where I'm embedded and it's something that we've kind of built from the ground up. Mm-hmm. It can be, like, really stressful to be a manager because a lot of places just don't really know what to do with it. And I will say that's North America because whenever we do lucha shows, they're like, oh, you have a manager. This is awesome. Let's use her for 70 spots. So I got to do a Rana. It was so fun.
Yay!
Oh, that's so
great.
Cool. Mm-hmm. What's next for Razor? Are you wrestling again this season?
Not this season, but I'm thinking you'll see me in the future.
Fantastic.
Ooh.
Love it. Love it. It really bothers me the fact that managers, that they're not as appreciated as they should be, just in general. And it feels like a definitely an American thing that has not happened as much everywhere else.
It's so important, and it fills such an important gap, and I don't know.
Do y'all think, though, that we're slowly shifting back to managers being a little bit more important? I mean, people like, at least in WWE, having somebody like Zelina Vega out there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She is one half of all of Andrade Cien Almas's success, 100%.
Yeah, I have always been a fan of a manager who could also, like, give those hands in a match if need be.
Yeah.
That's always been my favorite style. So, you know, Leo Rush, I think, does a great job as a manager. But again, he's a manager that can also throw them hands or feet or flips or whatever. So, in a lot of at least televised wrestling, it's very much about, like, well, if you can't speak, it doesn't matter how well you can move, we're not going to do it for you. And it's like, well, but there are a lot of really talented people. And working with a manager not only helps boost them, but then it can also help them with promos. Yeah. Because watching a good manager is nothing but a help.
Yeah, look at how great Lana and Rusev were at the beginning when they first came through. And he didn't say anything. And she was just a super commanding presence. Like, they were so great back
I still
then.
Think Nia Jax would be vastly improved with the manager.
I 100% agree.
Out here in the SoCal, like, local scene, Santino Bros had a manager class and basically flooded the scene with a bunch of people who could do various things, managers, commentary, all this stuff. So we may see a shift in at least the SoCal area soon because there are so many of us trying to get work. I know, and like Santino Bros is kind of leading the way, like having a ton of their wrestlers having managers, and that's very new for them. They never used to do that in their shows.
What do you think prompted them to shift? Is it just the influx of so many people who can do the job and do it well that it would be foolish not to?
I think it was actually one person kind of just talking to somebody else and be like, hey, you know how you love my character. I can't say who the person is because they're under a mask. But they're like, you know, you like my character so much. Can I have this class where I teach other people how to do this sort of thing and to fill all these various roles? Joey Chaos, who runs Santino Bros, was convinced. And he started the class and could see how helpful it would be, especially for their own shows, not to have to get outside people to come and do commentary or not having to do the sound themselves or not having to worry that their wrestlers aren't where they need to be speaking-wise. Mm-hmm. Instead, we have all these improv folks who came in and were like, I want to be in wrestling, which was the vast majority of people in my class. So as a not improv folk, that was my least favorite part of class. All of you settle down and shut up and do your squats.
And also, I mean, not every... I mean, yes and, but oh. not... No.
You yes and your butt in that seat and listen. Okay. Anyway. But we all got through it together. And so they've kind of been using them and then that gives them more experience. And then when they go out and they're like, look at how I've enhanced the Santino Bros show, it's kind of been helping. So I think we're going to see more of that shift. I know Championship Wrestling from Hollywood is on board with that. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how it goes with the rest of everywhere. But I hope it picks up because it is a little frustrating. Like, I'm going to call him out on it. Simon Gotch hates managers. And my boyfriend had a match with him, and the promotion booked me specifically. They wanted me there. And then Simon Gotch was like, I don't want her doing anything. And so the promotion was looking at me like, why didn't you do anything in that match? Ugh. It's like, well, because he hates managers and doesn't want them. Yeah. Which is also ironic, given that his old tag partner became such a great manager.
Yeah. Right.
He did. True. He did become a great manager. Wow. Well, one last thing to look at before we dive into this week's programming. We lost one of the titans of professional wrestling, especially if you are my age and grew up around the era of the original few WrestleManias. King Kong Bundy has passed away at the age of 61. My memory of him definitely is that main event of WrestleMania 2 where he fought Hogan in the steel cage and also on Married with Children. Those are the two things I remember the most. He was actually like a good, he was like one of those guys who not only was believable in the ring, but he was a good actor outside of that. And if you used him in different, he was a great like SportsCenter commercial. Mm-hmm. Like he was the guy you would trust when they sent out a bunch of people to do media stuff that he could handle that and do it well. How will each of you sort of remember him? Or are there any?
For me, that was it. He was one of those, again, I've talked about how that early era was not super my era, but just by virtue of, you know, being a kid in the 80s, not during that time, I ain't that old, but I'm pretty old. by virtue of being a kid in the 80s, so much of wrestling permeated pop culture. And King Kong Bundy was one of those people that was everywhere. So no matter if you knew him for his in-ring work or if you knew him for, again, the Married with Children's or just being around during that huge rock and wrestling period and all of that, like you knew who he was. And so for me, that was my experience.
Yeah, mine would be, it would be super limited because I think in the UK, we didn't, I don't know if we didn't get Married with Children or if we got it later. Like it was something that I became aware of much later. So, yeah, it was the early WrestleMania stuff. Yeah, just such a character and a force and just something that people seem very upset. So hopefully everyone's
super young.
So
like,
young.
He was so young when he was main eventing WrestleMania. Like he, because he was so big, you didn't realize how young he was.
Yeah, I thought he was older. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that I will say was weird. Yeah. When I saw the announcement, I feel terrible, but it's that thing now when you see an announcement that a wrestler has passed and you're like, a wrestler has passed, because it's so common. But then when I saw how young he was, I was, wow, I really thought he was a lot older. I thought he was one of the ones that was a lot older.
Hmm. You never can tell with wrestling because it just does so much to your body. It's like, in a way, it's like smoking. Like, even if you quit smoking, like, there's still potentially such a toll that it's going to take on you later.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad that we tend to lose wrestlers so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And fun fact about King Kong Bundy, in the only traditional steel cage match in WrestleMania history, every other steel cage match has been a Hell in a Cell.
Hmm.
How about that?
Oh, there you
That's
go.
That's nice.
I learned something.
That old school, the grid, the blue grid. I was like, the chain link fence looks weird. Now that's what everybody uses. I miss those, like, big. Because with the kid, as a kid, when you got the wrestling ring set, that was the cage that went around it. So why wouldn't all cages look like that?
See, I used to just, I would do it with Barbies, but I would do like a turned over laundry
basket.
Oh, yeah. And that's how they would fight because.
Yeah, we had a milk crate that we used.
Are you saying you invented the Hell in the Cell? Because that did have a ceiling on it, a laundry basket.
Yes, I invented the Hell in the Cell. You can ask my mother.
Fair enough.
When I would have my Barbies fight to the death.
My Barbies were in gladiator battles, so they very rarely had a roof. But when I needed somebody in a cage, it was a laundry basket.
Yeah, it's
would
just
you
easy.
Fill it with water, too, and have them fight sharks?
No, it was imaginary water. Like, I did have the boats and the horses. Sometimes there would be, you know, the chariot part where you get stomped up. And then if you failed, you were fed to my cat, who would nibble your toes.
I mean, fair. Work harder.
It was a way for the blonde, blue-eyed Barbies to achieve freedom. And a place in society.
Oh, I need that television series right away. We have a lot from WWE to talk about as we approach the final pay-per-view before WrestleMania. Yes, there's another one. So let's start with the big dog in remission, on a mission, Roman Reigns. He started out Raw with a request for Fastlane.
I want to get the band back together one last time.
I mean, that's...
So,
I'm like, I refuse.
Four times the charm. We're all
doing it. Yay!
Woo, we're the Shield.
We all joined our fists together. We are the Shield.
Sell those shirts. Sell those shirts.
It's happened.
Sell those shirts.
Yeah, but there's four of us. So which one's Kurt Angle? Like, that's
I'm Renee. I know. I'm definitely Renee.
Okay. No, I want to be Kurt Angle.
I'm the one putting my fist in after the rest of you have left.
You be Kurt Angle, and I'll be Triple H at that one show.
Oof.
So none of us have to actually be the Shield.
None of us are actually.
Unfortunately, you have to be Dean Ambrose.
Yeah,
sorry.
I fucking hate Dean Ambrose. No.
Can't wait to see that rope comeback spot that you're going to do.
I hate
20
him.
Million times
He's a match. Bugs Bunny, I hate him so much.
This is the fourth time they've tried to do this. Maybe it's the charm and possibly the last ride together as the Shield if Dean Ambrose is in fact leaving WWE. And they're doing it on Fastlane, which is sort of like the semi-pay. Like, it's like, yes, we do have to. Oh, right. We put this on the calendar. Now we have to do
I
this.
I forgot that it was this week. Middle. Jeff was like, that's this week, right? I'm like, no, it's not for,
oh wait,
oh,
that's
shit.
This week.
It is.
Yeah.
It is this week.
This
yeah.
does feel like filler, though. This feels like a filler
pay-per-view. Yeah, it is a filler pay-per-view.
It always
yeah.
it feels that way.
Because I think we're already on the road to WrestleMania. We're already building the storylines to WrestleMania.
We're on the fast lane to WrestleMania.
And now we're on the fast lane. We have our easy pass. We're going up to, like, full speed.
I don't have my
we're
easy pass. So I'm actually going to get fined when they take that picture of my license plate.
They want you to feel like you're in the fast lane, but you're actually at a toll booth. And when you threw your quarters, one of them fell. You know, you have to get out of your car and go get it because you had exactly enough
And you
change.
Will watch all of the matches at Fastlane that are designed to hold you up before we
And it's one of those ones that doesn't take cards. And it's like, no, I don't usually take this route. I'm picking someone up from the airport.
Yeah. And you don't have any quarters. You have no quarters.
So does this do anything for you? Them getting together at this point?
Do you think this is a work
I
for
don't...
an AEW angle?
I mean, maybe, but I just think that, like... I, you know, and it could be. I'm always like, please work me. I would love to. I have theories and I have speculations, but I love nothing more than to be worked.
Yes, I agree.
But I don't get the sense. I really feel like he's done. And I don't even know if he's going to go to AEW. I think he's just done.
Mm-hmm. Like Punk done. Like go home and sit on his couch done.
Mox has been doing this for a really long time. And before he got to WWE, that really long time involved a lot of light bulbs
to the head. Yeah, he's that CZW guy doing all those like crazy...
it was doing so good when he first came back, and then they did that weird, like, I have to constantly do vaccines because you're dirty. And the first time it was funny, and then after that it's like, you don't know how booster shots work. You don't have to get, they're like every 10 years.
Yeah,
you don't have
good.
To get one every season.
They don't know how contracts work. They don't know how booster shot work. Like, what do they know?
Womanhood? No. Nothing.
I think I agree with you, Sarah. I think it probably is a word.
Because they've never made such a big deal about somebody like leaving the company. Like, it's never
And they did
been...
the official press yeah. release, which right. is also something they never have
yeah.
done.
So I think this is just to like build conversation and speculation, and then we're going to get worked. Or potentially just because it ties in with the whole idea of the very last shield. So we have to care because this is the last time.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, do they have this match at Fastlane and then hug it out right at the end and have that big emotional moment where we think this is the end and now Ambrose is leaving and then he like
punches
shows
one of them in
up
the face.
At Mania?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I would do the pretend he's leaving and have the big emo closeout and then have him show up during one of their matches at Mania and like save the day. And then it's like, I changed my mind, you crazy
I've had
bitches.
A retirement. It's yeah. been one day.
I mean, I wouldn't personally, as we've established, but I mean, if I was them.
Or that after Mania Raw.
Yeah.
It would make me so mad. I've watched Total Divas. He doesn't seem like...
He super cares.
Right. Like, maybe he's the one pitching all this weird stuff. He's like, oh, what if I had, like, a vaccine? You know, like, maybe he is the one.
He could be yeah. like, I want to vaccinate against losers. And they're like, well, the little bit we do know is that that's not possible. So let's say it's because they're dirty. And he's like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, better yeah. that than an anti-vaxxer. So I'll take it.
He's a double vaxxer.
Yeah, he's a double vaxxer.
I had my weekly
y'all feel
measles
like Lacey
vaccine.
Evans is an anti-vaxxer? Because I do.
I assume that is that a pivotal part of is her character.
That's she's actually
got
on
some
a...
brochures in that yeah. purse that she would like you to read. She has some literature that she would like to share with you.
She's on a cross-country march against vaccinations. That's why she keeps showing up. Just
oh,
like,
yeah,
all
she's
right.
just marching. Jenny McCarthy's out back with the car.
I walk here. Yeah,
she doesn't even stop the engine.
But she marches beside it. She won't get in.
That's why she touches
she
everything, because she's like, see, it's fine. I'm inoculating myself.
She has mumps, by the way. Just a couple brief notes before we take a break. What do you think of Ricochet and Aleister Black's Raw tag title match?
Somebody
and the match on SmackDown.
I have to get it out because it's been my most joyous thing that I've seen on the internet ever. Someone tweeted that it was like putting a puppy yes. and a kitten in a tag team together.
And yes.
I was
yes.
like, it's exactly like putting a puppy and a kitten in a
yes,
tag team
that's
together.
That's exactly how I feel as well.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I wanted.
Yes, yeah. I didn't know I wanted it until I saw it. And now it is like those videos where you see puppies and kittens cleaning each other and then just like yeah. chasing each other in circles and going in the other direction.
It's like a Milo yeah. and Otis without any puppies or kitties dying.
Oh, it's so great. It makes me so happy.
Somebody dies in that?
And Milo and Otis?
I've only...
Not on screen.
Oh.
It's
not
a whole thing.
Oh,
you remember
no.
Incredible Journey? Okay, anyway. I feel like I live in the world where it switched lanes and only Homeward Bound exists.
Yeah. Shadow. Champs.
No. Why? No.
I like it. I don't know if they're going to get their belt, but I don't know if they should get the belt, but I like it.
When they have a storyline... built on either brand.
Yeah.
They're the Interlopers,
yeah.
which is really good. They're both super talented. I like their little double flip into their poses.
I just yeah. wanted to be stood in the ring behind them, just clapping wildly, going like,
the timing on that. I was just like, you guys practiced that a million times.
Yeah, they've done that
or once, or they've never done
yeah.
it before.
Or they literally in the ring were like, hey, we should do the thing.
You do that thing we talked about that one time in the car.
They're just so good.
Yeah, they're amazing. I definitely want to see more of them.
The only thing I need is for Ricochet to not refer to Aleister Black as Ali, which he keeps calling him Ali.
I
don't like, no.
Does Aleister Black call him Ricky?
Should. I would watch the Ali and Ricky show. Mm-hmm. If it's only, if it's 50% Ali
it's
and Ricky,
Ali
I'm not interested. But if
Ricky.
It's the Ali and Ricky show, I will watch
Ali
it. That should
Ricky
be
show.
Their YouTube show, like Demandy's Donuts. That should be their YouTube show.
Ali, Ricky, get in here. You're in trouble.
Yes, sir, Mr. McMahon. Great. Which whose voice was that? I don't know. That was Aleister Black.
Oh,
no, that's Aleister Black's actual voice. You
oh.
guys. The Dutch accent is fake. I don't know if you know that.
No. We don't know.
I follow his cats on Instagram and it's
oh,
the best choice
oh,
I made
yeah,
in my life.
Yeah.
Pomato or tomato.
Let's not stop
yeah.
because
they
we
are hideous
stop.
And I love them.
They
we will do
angels.
This for 5 minutes if you let us.
I'm very excited about pickles. I'm just...
I know.
I just pickles think they
cute.
Have very... like, their names fit them so well.
Yeah.
Like, I look and I'm like, that's a little pomato face. And I'm
yeah.
like, oh, I see why you were named such.
Yeah.
Kit Dade.
We do need to do the cat-related bonus.
We yeah. need to do
can a... I be on the hat? You yeah. know who I am.
We need, yeah. to do, we need to do the pets of WWE.
Yeah.
And just all of wrestling bonus episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good idea. R.I.P. original Damien. I'm sure you've been... the series of Damiens that are probably... There's got to be just some hole full of snakes. Right?
Just a hole full
those snakes
of
weren't
snakes.
Treated well. Those snakes weren't
snakes
treated well.
Snakes for a time.
Yeah, they yeah. should. They should, unless you put them in a burlap sack and overhead on like a TWA flight across
well,
the country.
I'm sure they
I've seen
it.
Snakes on a plane. Is that how that happened?
Yes, that's right. Jake was on that flight. Anyway, if you got any thoughts on everything we've discussed so far, including snakes on planes and Instagram wrestler cats.
And anti-vaxxers.
And anti-vaxxers. Let us know about them at facebook.com/group/tightsfights.org/anti-vaxxers/march-across-America.
I can't see Julian's face, but I wish I could.
We're making Julian's life so difficult.
Right now. He has to cut so much of this.
Talk to us about them at facebook.com/group/tightsfights. Don't talk about anti-vaxxing there. And at tightsfights on Twitter and Instagram. When we come back, I'm serious, don't talk about it there. More big things that happened on the road to WrestleMania and the pit stop at Fastlane up next on Tights and Fight.
Have you ever watched a movie so bad you just needed to talk to somebody about it?
Well, here at the Flophouse, we watch a bad movie and then talk about it.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything. We'll watch it and we'll talk it. We do the hard work.
Featuring the beautiful vocal talents of Dan McCoy,
Stuart Wellington,
and me, America's Rascal, Elliot Kalin.
New episodes every other Saturday at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts, dude. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Welcome back to Tights and Fights. I'm Hal Lublin. I'm joined today by
Danielle Radford
and
Lindsay Kilt
and
Sarah, aka Razor.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, let's get to the Raw women's title scene. After a long and convoluted road, we now have a match between Becky Lynch and Charlotte, with Becky's inclusion in the WrestleMania match at stake.
I love steak.
Steak is great. What's your favorite cut?
I don't know. The type they give me when I ask for steak.
That is a good one. It's a very fancy. That's the one that looks like. Here's a,
I let
here's
men
a
order my steaks because that's men's business, and I don't feel that I need to really. It's like
it's
women's magic. I don't want
though, right.
I don't want men to tell me about magic, and I don't want to tell men about steak. Just give me my steak, thank you.
I will take magic over steak. That seems right.
Man, we got the short end of the deal there.
Give us the steaks.
Are you sure you don't want to talk about fucking Yanni eggs? Because I'll talk with you about a Yanni egg.
That's Yanni lays eggs?
Yeah. A Yanni egg is...
You listen to Live at the Acropolis? He sure does. Hey!
A Yanni egg is an egg that Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop sells to put in your vagina, made of jade or of rose quartz.
Yeah.
Just for decoration?
Yeah, you're going to want to not put things in your...
That don't have like a...
Kegels. Yeah. Like Kegels.
Because you have to like hold it up there.
Oh, it's like the stress ball that you squeeze in your hand. But
it's
for your
stress ball for your vagina, which actually, if they had marketed it like that, they would have sold a fucking bunch more.
And also, don't put anything up there that doesn't have a tail where you can also take it out. Like, it needs to have a flare at the bottom.
No, you have to learn to give birth somehow.
I would legitimately to go to a hospital in Santa Monica and ask how many yoni eggs they've had to remove from upper middle class white ladies' vaginas. Ooh.
What do you think's in that giant vase of the waiting room?
That's all the ones.
Yeah.
And they're just Gwyneth's. Just for Gwynny. Oh, that's GP.
I'm still doing my Kegels, though, and I have been this entire time.
We should
time.
All be doing it right now.
Yeah.
I'm doing my version for my butt.
I think that's
your butt Kegels.
Julian's
butt
going
Kegels.
To fire all of us.
I can't
I'm doing my
fired.
Bagels.
I don't work here.
I'm doing my bagels for when I go, when I make duties. You know, we talked about this last week, me making duties, and I think the important thing to recognize, we all do it. There's no shame. No, I was talking
Everybody
about
helps.
How... The need to just sort of let a story play out and then look at it afterwards to judge how much we like it. Because we get caught up in the moment of we want Becky Ronda Rousey because that's the match we didn't get at Survivor Series. But now I'm at the point where I think it's going to be a great match. I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hope it closes the show. I think both Charlotte and Becky are very deserving of having that spot. So them getting to share it together, I would imagine is special to them. And there will be time later on for one-on-one matches.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed the way it played out on Raw. I didn't care for the SmackDown part. That felt like a little bit too much to me.
Like, I got didn't mad. Need it. I got mad at it because I saw this coming and was like, this is what they're going to do. Amazing. Because I hate making myself be fantasy booker because then that's only misery lies down the line of fantasy booking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I looked at it and I was like, oh, this is actually going to be really smart because it's just this great three-way that they have a reason for it because Ronda didn't show up this week, so they took her title away and she just shows up and interferes at Fastlane. And then it's really clean. It's really fun. The stakes are really high. But no. Then they had to be like, oh, actually, Ronda, you can have it back, sure. And now we're going to have this match at Fastlane that really kind of doesn't mean anything because Becky has to win because she has to be in Mania. And if she doesn't win, it's just more shenanigans on top of shenanigans.
I felt like I was watching an anime trying to figure out what was going on with
it. It was
that title.
Way too complicated.
Like when things get really convoluted, you're like, you didn't even need this extra subplot.
It could have been so easy. They could have just been like, great, it's Becky, Charlotte at Fastlane, have Ronda interfere, then have it be the three of them at Mania. And that's so clean, so easy, so quick. And yet it was like, no.
They probably pitched that to Vince, and then he was like, the fans are going to guess it. And then just like added four extra steps.
And the fans would have been fine.
We would have been fine.
I'm also, I don't know how I'm going to feel watching it. With Ronda basically saying that Becky's armbar is fake to the world.
That's, I don't like that. Even if it's a work, even if it's like a worked shoot, I hate it.
So what happens if Becky gets Ronda in an armbar?
She has to break her arm. I think she has to legit shoot break her arm.
Right? Like, I just want to know.
Or do like a Pentagon Dark where it looks like she's breaking her arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like for me, I was just like, okay, why, you specifically said this was fake and not a real move, so why... Ronda, you said that's all I'm going to be thinking about if she gets it on, disarm her on her.
Yeah, Ronda on social media last week was a shit show.
It's a shit show.
And again, I don't know how much of it was worked and how much of it was her just being her because unfortunately, as we know, when you just let Ronda go, she says dumb shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it could be equally either thing, especially if she's already leaving and she's like, well, what the fuck are you going to do? Like, I already have my money. You can't get rid of me. I'm going to say the things that I want to say. It could be either. But again, even if this is a work shoot, you do not, you don't say that someone's armbar is fake. No. You don't take away the power of that thing.
In a picture where you're selling it, your face and your arms are selling that this hurts you. So what are you saying, Ronda?
It was so dumb. Yeah.
It was
just
straight
dumb.
Up just said wrestling's fake to
she
everyone.
Just
like,
go away.
Fuck, I hate you.
Yeah.
It feels like they're trying to do it in service of somebody from the outside coming in and saying, this isn't real, and then getting their ass handed to them by somebody who is a worker and like, oh yeah, now see what we've done. We've beaten Ronda Rousey. Yeah. I don't think she's gonna take the L at WrestleMania. They can protect her.
Yeah.
She can go in with the title and lose it without.
But then I think that's why it would have been so great to have it be that it was vacated and just put her in the match. Like,
and,
it would have been so much better.
And that's why I don't like the fake thing. Because if it was if she was going, it's fake, it's fake, it's fake, it's fake, and then she gets a decisive loss where Becky's like, oh, this is fake, I'm gonna beat the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
Then that's one thing. But if it's fake, it's fake, it's fake, it's fake, and then she doesn't take a decisive loss.
Yeah. Also, it's fake, it's fake, it's fake, it's fake, but I'm going to come back and demand my title back that I gave out last week.
My fake title,
even though
that
it's
means
fake
nothing.
And I've said that this is irrelevant.
Yeah. They're just getting started with this, I think. You're gonna get a lot madder before you get happier.
I know, but that's I'm ready for the ride. I'm strapped in. I pulled my leather pants out of storage. I can get through this.
I'm wearing pleather.
Oh! Does it breathe? Doesn't breathe, does it?
It doesn't need to breathe. It's a cold day.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how to tell.
It's got grommets, so I think it does.
Can you hear your leg breathing?
I do not hear it. Yeah.
Oh, no.
If you can
somebody
take
get a
it
pulse
off,
on that leg.
Yeah, if you can take it off and use the bathroom and then not have to powder your legs like Ross and Friends to get it back up, then you'll be fine.
Okay. You don't want the powder to make
and
the
if
paste.
You do, you can just make the paste.
Make the paste pants.
Yeah. Make face pants.
It's easy. We do have a clip of that promo in case you didn't hear it.
Face pants?
Here's a little bit of face pants.
Damn your fantasies! Damn the man! Screw the woo! And no more Mrs. Nice!
Oh, I wish you hadn't. I wish, Julian, cut that clip.
Well, she put that on a shirt. Did you see that?
Damn
yeah, I wish that
shirt,
hadn't been the clip. I was like, that's
screw
my least
woo.
Favorite part of that promo.
Screw the woo is the worst woo. Line that has literally
I imagine
ever...
it no, popped several seven-year-olds, though.
Oh, screw
the
screw the woo. She said a bad word. Woo! I mean, if she'd just come in and been like, I've worked so hard to get your respect, and I've never had it, so fuck all of you. That would have been amazing. But... damn the man, screw the woo, I've remembered my lines, no more this is bad.
No, it reeks
of those. I need them to rhyme so I can remember them.
It reeks of those old promos that Roman used to do when he was hot as shit, and then they started giving him that weird, you know, Looney Tunes nursery rhyme stuff, which like didn't benefit him, it didn't benefit his character. That I don't blame on Rhonda. That was some writing that someone came up with that, and it's a bad look.
Yeah, I agree.
Would have played better in the book.
Yeah. Mm. Here's a good look. Mustafa Ali returning to SmackDown Live.
Yay!
Mm. Where does he fit in? First of all, I love with Daniel Bryan as champion, it allows you to have a set of challengers that would be for Vince McMahon undersized, but who are super talented and deserve a shot because Daniel Bryan can work with anybody.
Yep.
But it's nice to see these guys get a platform. But where does he fit in the picture right now? Because we're still in the middle of Kofi Mania.
Yeah.
I love Mustafa Ali. I want him to have things. I want this to be one of those where I want Kofi Mania, give me Kofi Mania, and then the Monday after Raw, give me something where we start the program with Mustafa.
Yeah. I say give us Kofi Mania, but have this evolve into Mustafa Ali, Kevin Owens. Because you've got four people in that picture right now, which means you could break two people away.
That would be a fuck of a match.
That would be nice. I would watch that.
I just don't. I don't want it
as
every
a face
week.
Face?
I don't know, but I don't
I feel
want
like
it.
Kevin could be a great tweener, you know? Like,
yeah, I don't want
out
it
for Kevin.
I don't want it every week for 5 months.
No,
which is what we, you know, it's Kevin.
Sorry, it's WWE. You have no choice in that.
I know.
Yeah.
But I would be, but I agree. I think that would also be a really good one. Or again, you can get him back into the title picture. It's just I don't want it really messing with Kofi Mania.
No.
I want Kofi Mania to be its own thing.
And I think it has to be this year. I've been watching the way he's been moving the past few months, and I think stuff is up.
I agree. I think it has to be this year, and I want them to do it.
And if they're ever going to break up New Day, you break them up over the world title. You don't break them up over anything else.
Move them into stable land.
I would like to see Kofi get a win. I don't want to see him have the title for a year.
I do.
It's like when somebody gets an Oscar, and that is in recognition of their entire career, but isn't a like the year
like
that
the
they
Leo
win
Oscar.
Their acting Oscar.
It was
like
the
Leo.
So this is his Black Klansman?
This is Black Klansman. Well, no, I'm just saying, like, give him the title as recognition of the work that he's done. And he's I think he's a deserving world champion. There are way more, like Daniel Bryan as champion, there's so many more stories to tell, and there's so much more juice to get out of that.
Yeah, but
to cut it short, you kind of have to ride both waves, and I think they'll figure out a way. They'll figure out what their way is to do that.
I think at least through SummerSlam. At least give us Kofi Mania through SummerSlam.
I agree with you. I don't think I think he might end up getting it, and he would lose it on Tuesday. Like, I really think that could happen.
I hate that.
I know. Me too, but I do think that's what they could end up
because
doing.
That's when it feels like it's a career retrospective, you know, a pity thing.
Yeah.
And
but
it,
it is.
Shouldn't be.
But it is, though. I know, and it's wrong, but it is.
I know.
Or you have him lose and set that feud up for the summer because it really is only just getting started. He doesn't have to win at Mania to win at SummerSlam.
He does have to get that belt. I mean, not necessarily that belt, but like
I would like to see what his version of that belt
would
look like.
It would be an important moment, like when Miss Jackie was given the Intercontinental Championship because she was leaving and because she had helped put Stephanie over. They were like, "Here is your prize for you," and that still mattered. It was still really important to see as like a young person. So I think no matter what, if he can get it even for a little bit, it will still be really important to the young people.
Mm-hmm.
Us older fans will probably never really be happy with how this is going to play out.
Yeah.
But, you know, it could be important to somebody, I still think.
Yeah.
True.
Let's talk a little bit about Triple H / Paul Levesque. This is definitely real life promo in response to Batista's attack. Here is a clip.
Just know this. For every drive down that road, for every moment with me and you, with me and Nate, all of it, for Richard Flair, when you step in front of me, you wanted my
Richard?
Attention when you step in front of me and you look in my eyes. It ain't the game. No, it's not something we're selling.
It's not something
we're putting out there. This is no characters. This isn't a name on a marquee. Yeah, Triple H is who they know. That ain't who you're stepping in with. When you stand face to face with me, and I don't give a crap where it is, you look in my eyes, you ain't looking at
on
the character, you are looking at the man.
That's Becky.
Becky?
That's Becky.
Yeah.
You are looking at the man, Dave. Look me in my eyes.
That's
like
Becky.
A
Becky.
Man
Becky.
If
Becky.
You can. Stand up to me. Tell me what you want, and I will give you everything that you want.
That sounds
you
like
want
sex
my
talk.
Attention.
Dave versus Paul.
You've got it.
It's definitely like, I'll give you everything you need.
Hell yeah.
I'll give you everything
to me, Paul.
You want.
Look in my eyes.
Hey, Julianne, can I get some of the sex music?
Paul versus Dave in the bedroom.
There we go.
I'll give you everything you need. I'll give you everything you want.
Everything.
As we go down that low road.
We'll go down.
It's the lowest of roads.
So low.
That's all I needed. And I know it was one of those things where it's like, you don't, you know, it's funny to say like, oh, two men together, they're queer. But it's like, no, that was a declaration of like, I give you everything you want.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where. Doesn't matter when.
Doesn't matter when.
Look him in his eyes.
That's not
tell
me,
him what you want.
That's not me making a cheap joke that they make out. That's me saying that like, y'all got to check how you phrasing. Are we no longer doing phrasing?
Words matter.
I will find you, no matter how far, no matter the cost. I will find you.
Exactly.
I feel so loved. I've been brainwashed by The Weeknd to think that this sort of thing is endearing.
Yeah, it's fine.
So listening to Triple H without looking at him,
he
sounds like he plays a cop in a TV show, like in like Boston
wishes.
Or something. Like he does. He actually like
something written by Dennis Leary.
I don't know. It's like I grew up with Triple H, right? So I grew up like even though he's older, he still looks like Triple H to me. But just,
he's actually hotter now that he's older.
Yeah. But like just hearing his voice alone, I do hear his age and like I don't know. That was kind of weird for me to just hear just now. Like
you're taking it over the line, Dave.
Yeah. The line is like,
dad versus Dave.
You're off the force. You're suspended. Hand me your badge.
Yes, exactly.
Sounds like you should be constantly asking people to make a perimeter.
It's just you can't keep saying this is real. This time it's real. This isn't about a build. This isn't about selling things. You can say that one time. You can't say it once a year even because it is about selling things and it is about a build and it absolutely is going to be a match. Because if what he was saying was true, that means we all watched an A-list movie star beat up a 70-year-old man last week.
To be fair, he's got the DA breathing down his neck. And if he doesn't get this case closed in the next 24 hours, a man loses his life on death row who may be innocent.
It's going straight to the mayor. I know that. I know it's already gone to the mayor, if not the governor.
Big announcement, everybody. Big announcement. Wee-oo. We have a new United States champion finally getting his first taste of gold on the main roster.
Yay!
It's Samoa Joe.
Yay!
Great match. Really, really enjoyable. Like, really fun. And then afterwards, we got our dessert in the form of this backstage promo. Here's a clip.
You see, gentlemen, it's quite simple. The champ is not one to come out here and do dance breaks. I don't pander to the masses of the unexceptional. And I'm sure as hell ain't a man who loves John Cena. Hustle, loyalty, and respect. No, no, no. All my opponents will find is disrespect for any man who has the audacity to come for the king and his crown. And to all you SmackDown superstars who are gonna lie awake at night, every night, having nightmares about the day that you might step in the ring against me, rest assured, boys, I'll be along soon enough to make you all go night-night.
Look, I'll lay awake at night, but it ain't nightmares.
Spoken word. Been going to practice every week. I can hear it. Oof. The cadence. Oof. I love that boy.
Sliding off my chair.
Cut a promo.
He just did.
He knows where that promo goes.
That's right. He sure does.
He's so kind.
Good Lord. Yeah. That's
it's hot.
It is warm in here.
Congratulations, Joe. Well deserved. Is everybody looking forward to Asuka versus Mandy Rose? Has Mandy Rose
No.
Yeah.
No.
Why is
Mandy,
that?
Mandy Rose is like the weakest link on the women's roster for me right now. Just watching her in-ring performance, even her promos leave nothing for me. It's just like, oh, I'm smoking hot and I'm a blonde, so I've been given this opportunity. It's also pretty frustrating to keep watching Sonya, who's supposed to be shoot style and supposed to be a tougher actual fighter, get treated like the redheaded stepchild of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I've seen Mandy perform, there's always something missing. Something goes wrong. Mm-hmm. Her timing is still off. She doesn't know how to wait and let things breathe. So I mean, the only way I could possibly look forward to this is Asuka just squashes her in, like, 2 minutes or something. Like, that would be the only way I would be like, oh, now that's interesting because that's something different. That's something they don't normally do. But her having to carry her the whole match is going to just piss me off.
Yeah, Mandy, Mandy has made leaps and bounds, but she's, and it happens sometimes where, like, there are several people who wind up getting called up from NXT maybe a little too soon.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I do feel like she could have used some more time back there. I do see her improving with everything that she does, but I agree. I can't, you're never going to sell me that Mandy Rose is on the same level as Asuka, because
no.
You're never going to sell me that most people on the roster are the same level as Asuka, including many of the men.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they're trying to do something fresh, they could have used Sonya in that
spot.
Yeah.
Again, I feel like this Sonya thing is so weird to me. You have what you've claimed you wanted, right? A WWE superstar who's representing a part of the community that doesn't get represented that much. She's, you know, she's out and proud as part of the LGBT community.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see her on Toad Steve's.
She is actually comes from an MMA background, which y'all seem to absolutely love. She has the look.
Mm-hmm.
She's tough. Why is she being used as a prop to this chick who's so mediocre? And like you said, totally, yes, she has grown so much, but this is the WWE. This is the top of the top.
Yeah, I love Sonya. Sonya's not a Tamina. You don't need her standing in the background crossing her arms and being like, I'm
out
the enforcer.
Out of focus on that bloody intro. Like, that drives me crazy when they have her on the intro and they come in together and she's, like, off to the side out of focus. And I know that's part of Mandy's thing, but I'm like, no, then don't have her there.
Then don't have her there.
On the side of her.
Right.
Then have it just be Mandy's thing.
Plus, that Naomi match on Tuesday night pissed me off. It's like, you're just going to have Mandy come in and just, like, destroy Naomi. You know, however it was, it was too short. We're not going back to four-minute women's matches. Oh, except we are. Because we had it with Ruby and Natty. That was too short, too. And that was
started
ugly.
On how they're doing with Ruby.
I am really cranky about their treatment of Ruby.
Yes, it's horrible.
Yeah, it was just, the whole build to this has been clumsy and ugly, and I don't like it. I don't see a positive to it. I don't think it helps either woman, and I just want it over.
Finally, some late-breaking news. It looks like Tommaso Ciampa is injured. He'll need to have neck surgery that will keep him out of action for quite some time.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's serious.
Devastating to hear. Obviously, he's been the cornerstone of NXT for a few years now.
Yeah.
What terrible fucking
super
timing.
Super talented, hot, like, ceiling to the moon and beyond. Look, hopefully he's just okay after the surgery, whether he ever gets in a ring again or not.
And people do better. Like, people are okay after neck surgeries. Mm-hmm. I'm choosing to be bummed that he will be off TV, but I believe that he will find his way back.
Yeah. It just sucks. I feel like this was going to be the full circle on him and Johnny at TakeOver. And the fact that they've had to say he's just out, like, they can't even put him through a quick, you know, there's not even going to be a transition match
or resolution
anything
or
like
anything.
That. No, he's just going to have to vacate. That sucks so bad. That guy's worked so hard. And he worked so hard to come back from his last injury.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just hope he gets better soon.
Yeah. If you have any thoughts on the week in wrestling, let us know about it at facebook.com/group/tightsfights and @tightsfights on Twitter and Instagram. When we come back, we've got a few things from the wrestling world that you should know about. That's coming up on Tights and Fights. Welcome back, and thank you, Dan, for that scathing report. As you know, Max Fun Drive is coming up March 18th to March 29th, which has some folks pretty excited. But as families around the world get ready to celebrate this season of giving, community, and quality podcasts, some are wondering if it's just too much.
Are they, though?
They are. Some people are all for comedy and culture, but with 45 shows offering hundreds of hours of bonus content, plus all the Max Fun meetups taking place around the world, some people think it's too much.
While other people think it sounds totally awesome.
I took my granddaughter to the mall to get her picture taken, and the mall pod fairy was short. And I'm just going to say it. I'm sorry, but everyone knows the pod fairy is tall.
Well, I think we should just leave it there. Until next time, here's the news you need to know. Max Fun Drive runs from March 18th through 29th. Be sure to listen to all of your favorite podcasts. I know I will.
Tights and Fights Podcast. Tights and Fights.
Welcome back to Tights and Fights. I'm Hal Lublin. I'm joined today by
Danielle Radford
and
Lindsay Kelt
and
Sarah, aka Razor.
Yes, this week we're going to end the show by sharing some of the joy of professional wrestling with you. This is the four count.
Four.
Sarah, the guests go first here. What would you like to put over?
I'd like to put over WOW! Women of Wrestling. A lot of people are saying, how do I watch it? If you don't have access, there's a couple other options open to you. One, you can go to a bar that plays MMA fighting or anything like that because it's on the same channel most likely. Mm. And you can ask them to change it to access. You can also go on your phone and look up, it's like you're spelling the word philosophy, but stop at philo, right? Just type that in and then you can sign up for free. You get 7 days free and you can watch all of the episodes. Like, it was so easy. I was watching them in like 2 minutes. I have a really great match. I'm not going to lie. My promos are dope as hell. So you need to be watching it so you can fall in love with me.
Yeah.
Yay.
Here's a clip.
And her opponent from the mean streets of Los Angeles, California, Razor!
Razor in the red hair, Fury in the green hair. The Psycho Sisters, just utterly bizarre. I'm not sure what their goal is. Are we ready to roll?
Total badass. Lindsay?
I have two things.
What?
But they're both Twitter related.
Yay!
So, yeah.
Listen, we abandoned all.
I want to be Danielle.
I'm also doing tweets.
My first one is just something that entertained me no end, is that Mia Yim referred to her opponent, Shayna Baszler, as Sharon Corbin. And I can't tell you how much I laughed. And people didn't care for it. People were like, shut up, that's mean. And obviously Shayna didn't like it either. But it was pretty great. So I encourage you all to just go and look at that tweet and enjoy yourselves for those 30 seconds where you're like, she does.
So cool.
And then my second to put over is a put over and a request. I've seen a lot of people tweeting at WWE asking them to put Cyndi Lauper in the Hall of Fame, which is something we've been talking about till we've gone blue in the face. You should see us. Our faces are all blue. I encourage everyone to do the same thing. At WWE, Cyndi Lauper for Hall of Fame. We want it. We want it in New York. We want it this year.
And she wants it.
She wants it. Let's make it happen. All these people that keep saying, oh, I think she turned it down. She didn't. She didn't turn it down.
She was never asked, you guys.
She was never asked. So let's have that happen because it's important.
Perplexing.
Danielle?
I'm putting over two things, both on Twitter. The first one I'm going to put over is someone named Sky Patridge did a great fan art of Becky Lynch as Red Sonja.
Ooh.
And it's amazing, and everyone should check that out. I love it. And the second thing I'm putting over, so someone named Dick Tubbs.
Why not?
I like where this is going.
Yeah.
Dick Tubbs did an amazing, and I think that the one that was actually on his Twitter might have been taken down, but Stone Cold Steve Austin retweeted it. And it is one of those really funny graphics where someone takes something and then makes it ridiculous. And this one is of a stunner between Scott Hall and Stone Cold. I think we have the audio on that, don't we, Julian? And that just made me laugh. And so I'm sure we'll link it somewhere. Or, oh, you know what? I'll just go ahead and retweet it right now. But I'll retweet Dick Tubbs' reaction to Stone Cold Steve Austin reposting his thing.
Fantastic. I want to put
Dick
over...
Dick Tubbs.
Six count.
I think this is the first ever for me. I'm going to put over Randy Orton.
What?
Because he had a sick burn on AJ Styles backstage, which I appreciated.
This is his chance. This is his moment to become WWE champion.
Are you seriously talking about how someone other than you deserves a title opportunity? Man, I see why it took you 15 years to get here.
What the hell is Randy wearing? He was like wearing like a vest that was like a zipper, and the sleeves were all the way cut off, so it was just like the
thing.
Torso.
That's what he does.
Yeah, but it was like, it wasn't like just a vest. It was like all of this like across like
Julian.
It's weird.
I know what you're asking. You want to know where you can get one? So you can show off your side rips.
No,
it's
see, that assumes that I want to have anything to do with Randy Orton.
Look,
and that could not be further
Randy
from the truth.
Randy Orton also recently did the only thing that I care about that he's ever done, which is twerk on, I think, Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, his reaction was my favorite part of the video because his twerking was bad.
It was terrible.
But as he turns and sees that he's caught, just the pure, like, the face that he makes. Oh,
they should play that as his new entrance. They should just play that video on a loop.
I have voice. faces in my head. They twerk to me. They understand. They twerk to me.
Just while that plays.
That does it for Tights and Fights. We are a podcast of the Maximum Fun Network. This week, your hosts were Sarah Wolf, Danielle Radford, and Lindsay Kelk, along with me, Hal Lublin. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us. Obviously, Women of Wrestling.
Yes.
What else?
You should check me out on Twitter. I'm Sarah the Rebel. Sarah's an H is God in the Bible in tens. I'm actually pretty funny. I'm also on Instagram. You can follow Razor everywhere. She's either Wow Razor or Razor Wow. I don't know. I'm not your mom. And I also have a podcast, Women Wrestling Friends. We have a new episode coming out very soon. And we talk to women who are friends about wrestling. It's pretty fun.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Max Fun Drive coming up real soon. We are about 2 weeks away from the Ice Cream Christmas of Maximum Fun.
And you may have heard, I don't know if it'll be on this episode, you may have been hearing some promos that I wrote for Max Fun Drive. So if you hear the thing and you're like, huh, I wrote it, be nice.
You cut a promo on everyone's pussy.
I cut a promo on everyone's pussy.
Did you cut it on mine?
Not yet, but we have time.
Okay.
Yeah, there's always time. Lindsay, books?
Yes. That's it, yeah. But
books?
I Patreon? Heard Hawaii is coming soon. I believe it is also on pre-sale.
Thanks, Daniel.
Do you get to go to Hawaii?
No. No, I mean, I've been, so I was spoiled. But sure. No, they don't pay for shit. No, I Heart Hawaii is out in the anime, as is my first children's book,
yes.
Cinders and Sparks.
Yes.
Woo. Along May. Woo.
Fantastic. Danielle, got a Patreon, right?
I have a Patreon. You can find me on Screen Junkies right now because one of our writers is out on paternity leave. You can find me there on Tuesdays and Thursdays for at least the next month. So go do that and supporting me there. I'm also on Instagram where I need more people because I really want to start getting those fat girl sponsorships so I can start getting some free clothes. I know you're all tired of me wearing the same five flower dresses. Nigga, so am I. So follow me on Instagram so I can get to
that
10K.
Get that Fashion Nova curve spawn.
Give me that Fashion Nova curve spawn.
Our producer is the silence behind the violence, Julian Burrell. Senior producer at Maximum Fun is Laura Swisher. Mike Eagle is the voice behind our theme music. We're putting him over for that. Keep up with us all week long at facebook.com/group/tightsfights and @tightsfights on Twitter and on Instagram. If you love the show, remember to hit those 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Share us with all your friends. Thank you so much to all the Maximum Fun members who have a portion of their recurring monthly contribution. Keep the lights on while we're in here. For those of you who aren't members yet, you're going to have the chance to be members real soon. It's going to be exciting. Thank you. We'll be back next week for more, you guessed it, wrestling. Now I'm going to talk like this forever. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Tights and Fights Podcast. Tights and Fights.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.